Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. This week we are talking about construction jobs in New Mexico. They are up. Just how high are they, Algernon?
Well, so we picked up this report that construction jobs in New Mexico currently have breached the 50K mark, and that's the first time that we've had that many jobs, 50,000, since March of 2009.
Very interesting. Now, with the data that you came across, what is this attributed to?
Well, this is attributed to a number of things, but especially it's the oil and gas boom right now, with more and more oil being discovered in the Permian Basin. Lots of production. Even though you see fuel prices going down, you're still seeing a lot of building and a lot of drilling in the southeastern part of New Mexico. That, in addition to home construction and other things, has boosted us up. We are the Associated General Contractors of America measured New Mexico as showing the 17th highest growth of construction jobs nationwide. And this past year, we're one of only 23 states to be adding construction jobs. So whatever else is going on with our economy and our job market right now, one glimmer of optimism on the horizon is there's a lot of building going on.
Now, one place that we have seen some development is in Doñana County, mm-hmm. especially in the border area, the Santa Teresa Border Industrial Park. Tell us more about what is happening there.
Right. So pulling back, during this last year of Governor Susana Martinez's administration, she made a number of announcements using LIDA funds and other state incentives to lure large businesses to come here and build local plants and employ some people regionally. Her very last announcement, this was with days left in her administration, she announced that Valley Cold Storage and Transportation, which is in the Santa Teresa Industrial Park, is expanding. This isn't a whole lot of new jobs. They're going to be adding 10 new jobs over 3 years and bringing their workforce to 24. Every job counts, but what's notable, what caught my interest is that they're spending quite a bit of money. They're spending $16.5 million to expand their facilities, and again, that's construction jobs, and it's an expansion for a local business that is providing storage and transportation for retail, food, agricultural industries, which means their demand presumably is up.
Now, for today's business profile, you talked to a gentleman who bought the Old Town restaurant located on Valley Drive in Las Cruces. Can you tell us more about that?
You've seen that. So this is the classic diner located at Valley and Avenida de Mesilla. This business goes back to 1968. And it opened as Lynn's Cafe. Depending on how far back you go in local history, you might know it as Shirley's Drive-In when they had bellhops there. You might know it as Blue Front. Or for the last quarter century, you knew it as the Old Town Restaurant that was owned by the way, our former county treasurer, David Gutierrez, and his wife. They recently sold the business to a young man named Alonzo Berciaga. He's a graduate of Las Cruces High School. And he worked in Lowe's for most of his career, really wanted to own his own business and give that a shot. And so he's rebranding Old Town now as the Zia Cafe.
Do we have any type of understanding of the menu, perhaps?
We do a little bit. He's going to be making some changes, but it's not changing the style. So still American diner and Mexican food mixed up together, but he is planning to add a little bit more variety, some more choices, different kinds of sandwiches. He wants to add a flame grill, he told me, so he can start doing steaks. But here's the thing. He's applying for a beer and wine license, and what he's hoping to do, if he gets that, is to start opening for dinner.
Very interesting, Algernon. Thanks for updating us on that, and we will talk with you next week.
Ciao.